statewide one. KFA-EDQ, statewide one, good morning.
KPA-KJL.
NAWRO. Do you have your radio out of the van for a while, Tom?
I just had it on GMRS with my coworker doing a lot of driving. And I haven't put my back in there for the other radio.
Copy that. Your first one was great, 104. That last one was right at the edge, 120. I see you're on the clem. Where are you headed today?
Oh, Scottsdale for right now. And I'm at 696 in Greenfield, so I'm kind of surprised I'm still listening to Mount Clemens Tower.
Ah, you just switched over. That one was good, 100 on the Detroit Tower. So there you go. It works. I like it. And that's not too bad of a assignment so far for you.
Yeah, I have to upgrade some or renew some support agreement, software support agreement, as we call it, an SSA. And then I have to upgrade the software to the greatest of the greatest. So that probably take up half a day.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Not too bad. That's even better. 97 on the Detroit. You're getting better as you go. You heard about my little dilemma with the audio here. So if you ever hear me with bad audio, let me know, because apparently all I got to do is reboot the Kinect system, and it should solve it. But might end up getting a Kenwood mic, with an RJ45 without the DTMF keys. There's some talk that that might solve a very infrequent problem of severe low audio.
Nope, it's a little hot right now, but you're coming in good.
All righty, I'll back off the mic a little then. Apparently I did it on MyCon a couple of nights ago, and SWR Jeff, indicated on Discord, your audio is really light. Piper's having a hard time hearing you. So I did an alternative method, but at least I know it's not my antenna. It just seems to be something with the mic cable. Something's going on there. It's a known problem, apparently, with the Kinect system.
Nope, you're doing just fine now. Yeah, I heard you a little bit on MyCon, and it was a little bit quieter, but readable.
His audio right now is not as hot as yours is, so I don't know what he sounds like compared to me, but he is not as loud as you currently. Keep it just over here.
Probably because I was talking into the mic and not across the mic. I might have to drop the audio down a little bit because I got that DTMF mic, Jeff, so that could be it.
Yeah, I don't know what the audio is on this handheld either, but he is definitely not as loud as you. So it's I have a couple of different people to listen to prepare to. But I got to jump back out of here. Morning, guys. Give me a list of here.
Hey, good morning, Jeff, and thanks for your help the other day. Again, I appreciate that. NAWRO, and I'm wondering if I got auto leveling on this. Yes, I got to take a look at that. But Tom, you sound about the same as Jeff. So, yeah, close, I guess.
Well, I tend to come in a little hot, I know that. I mean, but I can drop it down another digit when I get a chance. No big deal. It's always good to get input.
Yeah, I just don't like having it misbehave right when you actually need it to really work, you know. So I kind of felt bad about that, but at least I researched it and figured it out. So, all right, anyhow, enough of that. Nothing going on, I guess. It was an interesting meeting. Hopefully we can follow up on some of the topics. We didn't have enough time, but that was good. Appreciate you making it. I got you in the log there that you came. So nothing else going on I can think of. We got the V2 net tonight. I don't know if you're going to have time to check in, and, of course, we'll have our net tomorrow.
Well, tonight is my city meeting, and we got to go over the master plan draft that's 95% done. and make sure everybody read through it. I read through it, you know, over the past couple of days, and looks pretty good to me. You know, there's still some conditions that need to be put on it, and the final touches, and then we can put it up for a public hearing kind of thing, so we can go over it. So, got that at 6:30, and hopefully it won't go longer than an hour, because I hate long meetings.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got that going on. I always forget you're on that board as well for Memphis. But that's got to be kind of fun. I mean, you know, got to have input in the town there. And then Thursday, I forget who's got the net, but I don't, you know, depending on where you're at tomorrow, if you want to drop in, and, you know, I don't know how John wants to work it. You can jump in here if you'd like, but I know you said you're interested in net control, so I'm sure they'll put you to work one way or the other.
Well, now that I got another radio upstairs and I got my antenna directed right towards Mount Clemens, that I do not 47.2 just fine. Make it a lot easier. Who does all the whatever you want to call it? When they call in, you know, who does all the computer work?
So you have an option, and when you start off, you know, John will always say, would you like me to log for you? And, you know, you're going to say, yeah, please do, because, you know, you're starting off. That way you can just concentrate on the script. And what you might want to do when you get home, get a chance, log into the website and go to download your script. And when you log in, it personalizes it for you, for your call sign. And then you have a paper copy of that, and then you can kind of maybe follow along Thursday and start with that. But, you know, that's John's territory. I'll let John, you know, decide how he wants that. We got the other guy, David, 88MP, I think. I forget his call sign. So I guess those two, and I'm sure John appreciates the help.
Yeah, I'll check with John on it. I said, see, I'm not sure what I'm doing tomorrow. Tomorrow's my West Side Day, I guess you can say. But I didn't go to the West today. I was just in the area. We'll see how tomorrow runs. Every day is an adventure at work. Leave it at that.
Copy that. Understand. All right. Well, I guess I'll get my day started. Not exactly sure what I'm going to do today, but, oh, yeah, I got to prep for the D2 net, but that's not much. It's just switching repeaters around. So what I'll be doing is joining the separating the FB or the Richmond, and then joining that with the Mecca, and then joining the GM with the Mecca, and kind of watching it, make sure everything works okay. So it's kind of fun. I do enjoy that. So all right, Tom, I'll make this my last, but I will listen out. November 8th, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, after you, sir.
Talk about perfect timing. I'm just about to my first job of the day, so I got to see my coworkers there. All right, have a good one. Enjoy the day. It's supposed to be a nice one. And we'll chat later. 73, KCAKJO.
WAPD.
NAWRO. Good morning, Juan.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, do you still have repeater frequencies in one of your radios?
Yeah, I should, but I never got them to work. So are you home?
Yeah, you want to try it now? I got it pouring out a lot of power.
147.37.
Didn't catch any of that.
I just want to make sure it ends in .37.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but wait, is this analog, or are we doing DMR? I'm kind of lost on how far you've come.
I'll call you on the best one.
NAWRO, clear.
WAPD.
Are you testing in NAWRO?
I am. What do you see on the display? Oh, it's still showing my repeater ID.
Correct. On my radio and on the pier, it's ending in 49.
Copy.
N-8-W-R-O.
W-A-D.
Okay, now I'm getting bummed out.
All right, later.
W-B. Later, N-A-W-R-O.
W-A-B, testing.
N-A, give me up, mobile.
Okay, Peter. W-A-B-D.
W-A-B-D.
W-A-B-D, test. K-8-P-R.
Got a couple seconds. How's it going?
You with that weird ID. Okay, I'm going to have to program those in. Anyways, I'm actually Marine Mobile. I'm out in the middle of our lake right now. I don't know if I was making it. I was in the way. This is Detroit. You copy?
I am, too. I'm having lots of challenges. But I'm getting there.
Okay, I didn't get everything you said. I just heard challenges.
Let me talk to you a little bit later. I got to get out of here. I'll be on the road quite a bit here in a minute. WAB. One, two, three. WAB.
KF8FGS. Monitoring. Afternoon, David. N8WRO, Tim here. What you up to today?
Well, right now I'm visiting my dad. He has a senior assisted living situation. And I got my DM32. I'm just sitting in the dining room on EHD and thought I'd see how it worked on the digital mode. KF8FTS, back to you, N8WRO.
Well, I was going to comment. The signal is outstanding. And looking at the dashboard, so let's see, where are you at? Yeah, Mount Clemens. Yeah, 107. You're a 107, so wherever you're at, it is hitting the Mount Clemens machine real good. For being indoors, too.
Well, thank you for the signal report. I'm a couple of three blocks south of M59 on Mound Road, and I'm sitting in the dining room here on the east side of the building, so it's facing, and just right out the window with this HD, and the DM32 comes with quite an antenna. It's got a coil at the top of it. I don't know exactly the signal pattern, but if it's working, it's working. I appreciate you giving me the signal report. I don't know what those numbers mean, though. You said I was 102. I don't know what those numbers mean. Could you educate me?
N-8-W-R-O. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. You're relatively new to DMR. So on that dashboard, and I can send you the link if we didn't do it already, but on that MI5 last heard dashboard, there's an RSSI number on there. It's a negative number, actually, technically. And it kind of gives you the quality of your signal. Once again, you're at like 106 now, slightly better. The threshold that they trained us on is that like 120 is bad. Anything 120 and above, it's just going to go digital and, you know, maybe not even make it at all. As you probably know, with digital, you're either in or you're out. So 106 is pretty darn good.
That's good to know from an 8-watt HT. That's good to know. I do have some bad news. I'm unable to locate my workbook. And the only thing I can think is I had it, not this past meeting, but the month before with me. I must have left it behind. It's the only thing I can figure because I've searched high and low for it. So we're going to have to somehow duplicate that if that's possible.
Hey, no worries. For you, David, I will make a duplicate for you. You don't remember off the top of your head, what did you have complete? That'd be the only thing.
go ahead to look at it to see what all is there. I know that I did, programming a radio and things like that, and hitting every, programming a repeater and getting into it and things like that John signed off. And then there's a couple other things, and then I got the 100 ISC or ICS 100. I got that, and a couple other things, but I have to look at it to see. I think the only thing I was lacking was the digital radio, which now we've done, and then the 200 to get my level one.
Yeah, all right. That sounds about right. I'll consult on the one side of the website, the secure side. We do have those documents. So, and you're right. You're doing the DMR now, so that task is complete. I will create a duplicate for you. No worries. You planning to be at the next meeting? I think it'd be the 16th, next Thursday, not tomorrow.
Let me check the calendar real quick here. I know that we're going to Nashville. I think we'll be gone. Let me see. I will be in Nashville on the 16th, so I won't be there. Yes, I will not be there on the 16th.
Yeah, no worries. You're at plenty of the meetings, so we'll just reconvene in August. But that gives me a little extra time, too. And between now and the August meeting, we'll get a duplicate book for you, and we'll get you to your level one. Appreciate it.
Okay, Roger that. Yeah, I searched everywhere. I told my wife, I said, I just cannot find it. Moms can find anything, and no matter where you left it, she can find it. So, but she could not, and so I don't know. I have a bad habit of laying things on the cover on the bed of my truck when I'm talking to people. I lay things up there. And I even left an HT laying up there one time, and 5 miles later down the road, I looked out, oh, there's my radio still there. So I've been known to do that on a number of occasions. I'm trying to break that habit, but I do appreciate your effort in this regard.
Yeah, no worries. I'll mark you down as extended until August. And I'll get you the duplicate, and then you just, between now and then, if you could try to get the 200 under your belt, and then we're going to be in business there.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I appreciate it. That 200, I wish there was a way to study through it quicker, but there's really not. It's like a four-hour deal you got to endure. But I wish I could print it out, because then I wouldn't have to worry about it, because I could study it from a printout, which I tend to do things better from what I read anyways. Okay, well, thank you for the comeback and the signal report. And I did get that project in Attica completed. So those people are happy campers over there at that youth camp. They've got air conditioning for the first time, so... It was an ordeal through last week, being so hot as it was. Okay, this is KF8FTS. We'll be clear in your final.
All right, copy your last there, Dave. Good you got that project done. And EC Dave always says, don't worry about it. This is open book. So you can go back and forth and back and forth. Take the test, retake it, and then go back and look. It's fine. Just to let you know, I understand it's online, so it's a little difficult to do that, but it's all right, according to him. So, with that, this is NAWRO with KF8FGS. I will be clear as well. You have a good one.
KEA-LAX-statewide-1.
KEA-FCR-statewide-1-mobile.
KEA-FCR-KEA-LAX, I'm sorry I missed what you said. My radio was up, but I did see across the screen. How are you doing today?
No worries. you there, Dean? I'm doing pretty well. Starting to trek home from Milford. Getting done with the day at work. Just getting on to US 23 here, heading north. How's your day been going?
Yeah, just got out of the, just got done getting ready to get ready for work, threw some gas in the car, and now I am on my way to work to start my 12-hour shift. Southbound grad shift, but I only work in Mount Clemens, so not a far trip at all.
No, that's not bad at all. You work in the midnight shifts right now? So it sounds like it. That's unfortunate.
Copy that. Yeah, five to five. Kind of a version of Panama 12. So, but it's all right. It's actually I've actually been on the night pretty much as soon as I cleared it, threw me straight to night. So I've gotten used to it. It's not horrible. I'm starting to be able to balance family life with still being on the night, so that's getting a little better.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I used to work the midnight shift, third shift, 10:30 to 6:30, 10:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. And it was I struggled getting trying to find that balance of being on the opposite time schedule of the rest of the world, and then we were usually working 6 to 7 days a week, so I'd get one day off. And when you only have a day off, it's so hard to go back to a normal schedule and then slip right back into the midnight schedule again. But I'm glad you're getting used to it. With the 12-hour shifts, do you you work 5 days a week that way, or is it like a three on, 1 week, two on the next?
So it's kind of hard to explain, because I don't entirely understand exactly how it's considered, but it's weird. Like, today's my off weekend, so I'm going to work. I had Monday, Tuesday off. I'll work today and tomorrow, and then I'll have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. And then my schedule throughout the week flips for the next week, but then I work that weekend. So it's every other weekend off.
Interesting. That is a little bit of a different schedule, but, you know, having every other weekend off and a number of days off in between, I can see how, you can get used to that and, take a day to maybe get back into a normal person's, sleep schedule and whatnot, and then be right back to it to be there for family events and whatnot. It's not terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not bad. I've never worked nights. The worst I worked was afternoon shift, 4 to midnight. So that was the worst I ever did when I was younger. So switching over to this being close in my mid-30s was a bit of an adjustment, but I'm getting there. It doesn't look like I'm coming off of it anytime soon, so I'm just trying to flip one of my days. I work every Thursday, so I miss everything for ARPSB, and I'm trying to get that one day switch so I can go back to doing that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that is a bit unfortunate, but I hear you with the afternoons. I never had to work afternoons, but I knew folks that did, and I would take midnights before afternoons any day of the week. Thursdays being the one day you work every week is rough for ARPSC work. With this new job I started, I've had to back off on the St. Clair County work I was doing with Riley. I'm wanting to get back involved in it. It's just been so crazy, and getting used to the commute that I have now, by the time I get home, it's just, you're done. I get up, I get in, I work 10, 12 hours, and I get home about 6, 7, and you're just done.
Absolutely. What time in the morning are you usually radioactive?
Yeah, we usually have the radio on. I leave, I try to leave my house around 6, so I'll be radioactive from 6 to about 7:30, 7:45, depending on traffic. And then usually, depending on the day, I try to leave by 4, but some days it pushes out later. Some days I can sneak out early. And then there are other days where instead of going out to Milford, I head to Warren back to the GM Tech Center. But those days I'm working a 16-hour shift, so I'm radioactive at 4:30 in the morning and 11 at night.
Okay, that makes a little more sense. I was curious, because some mornings I key up you're out there, and then other mornings I get off work, I key up, and nobody's out there, and I know there's been, like, maybe 2 mornings I get off work that I've caught you, so I was kind of like, huh, does he work a normal schedule in the morning? So that makes sense that on occasion you were, you're up earlier. That makes sense.
Yeah, the new job has been a bit of a schedule adjustment to get used to. Between that, the days that I've in Warren early and late, and I just got back from a week-long trip down to Arizona for business. I was tempted to take a radio down there with me, but man, we were up at 6 and back at the hotel at 10 p.m., so I wouldn't have really had any time to do anything anyways. But it was a lot of work, but it was still a good trip. Really hot down there. I don't know what possesses people to live there in the summer voluntarily.
Yeah, but they say the same thing about our winters. So I can understand where it can go both ways. It sounded like it was an interesting trip. Yeah, I feel like if I traveled like that, I'd probably bring at minimum the hot spot.
Yeah, that would have been handy to have down there. I should have. I don't have a hotspot. I've been looking at getting one because it's just, for travel, it makes things pretty easy. I am taking a vacation out to the Bozeman, Montana area next month, and I think I'm going to get my handheld at least programmed up. I was looking on some of the Montana TAM websites, so they have a pretty solid DMR network down Bozeman, you know, and towards Yellowstone area. So I may see if I can get a radio programmed up and try and make some contacts out there, which would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Do you have an All-Star node?
Nope, I don't have one of those either. I have a spare Raspberry Pi laying around, so I've been going back and forth. Do I want to build a DMR hotspot with one of the MMDBN top hat, or do I want to build an All-Star node for analog work? Kind of leaning more towards the All-Star node at this point, but I'd like to have both at some point.
K-E-L-A-X. Yeah, I've got a hotspot, and now that I've learned about this network and its coverage, I haven't really had a necessity to use it, so I don't think I've powered it up in, heck, I think it might have been the first set I did, so not this last one, but it might have been last fall set I powered it up, and I was programming it, and then when I realized the network coverage RF around me, I was like, why am I even using this?
Yeah, I hear you there. That's kind of what's been swaying me towards an All-Star node first, because honestly, I don't have handheld coverage at my house, but if I get a mobile setup inside as a decent base station, I could probably hit at least 2 of the repeaters on this network, no problem. So The coverage on this DMR network is excellent compared to many other DMR networks out there.
Yeah, with my HD, when I'm out that way, I can't really get much. And I would figure, you know, the different areas that I've been in, like the Port Huron, Fort Gratiot area, I would think I'd be able to at least dabble in the Burnside repeater, but I can't. When we did one of the meetings up at the EOC up there, Tim was able to actually key up on his mobile and hit Burnside. So the little extra power and the better antenna is definitely what's needed for some coverage over there. But it's not as convenient as slapping an HT in your pocket and, you know, going and being able to get everywhere like it is down here, basically.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you there. We have that ridge that runs through St. Clair County that kind of divides. You're going to be on Burnside, or you're going to be on Mount Clemens. And my house is also not RF friendly because I have a metal roof. So handhelds in general don't work super well unless I'm going like right to the Richmond repeater. On the FBI network, I can hit the 7.2 like the receive station that's in Richmond, but I have to be standing in the right window facing south to hear the 7.2 in my house, and I think it's largely due to that metal roof.
That's the only one downfall about the 7.2 is that its transmit location is not, it's only, you know, only in Mount Clemens. But having a Warren and a Richmond receive, it is nice. But with how they've been doing the network on, like, Thursdays and stuff, it should make it much easier for you.
KE8SDR for ID. Have they changed something about the Thursday net? I haven't been able to key up on one in quite a few months now. Or is it still the same, just on 7.2 and using the those listening stations in at Warren and Richmond?
NAWRO.
NAWRO, go ahead.
Hey, Dean. Hey, Mike. Dean, I imagine you're probably heading into work. Mike, and what we're doing for the net is we're joining a complete FBI network and the Mecca together. So that should help you out immensely. Over to Dean and then Mike.
Well, that covers it. That's what I was talking about. Back over to you.
Hey, Tim. Been a minute since we've talked. That is actually awesome news. That would help me a lot. I could just turn on an HD anywhere in my house then and tune into the Richmond FBI repeater. That's a great move, bringing the VHF and UHF system together.
Yeah, it's been working kind of good. In fact, I'm not sure if you're available tonight, but at 7 p.m. we have what's called the District 2 net. It's on the GM repeater. And what I do is isolate the Richmond UHF, join it with our 7.2, and then in turn join the GM repeater to that, and that should allow you to be able to check into that net. That one's real easy. It's just like a roll call net. They go around to do AECs first, you know, the ECs, and then they come around for general membership, and they go by county. So they'll say something like, okay, now it's St. Clair County general membership. And if you just check in, they don't come back to you with a question or anything like that. If you're available, you might be able to hit it if you're at home. NAWRO, go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, I might be listening, but I won't check in. Depends on how the evening goes, but KE8SCR, go ahead.
Yeah, well, my radio's being slow roaming. Didn't catch most of Tim's transmission. Give me one sec. I'll be right back. K8SCR.
Copy that. NAWRO listening. Dean, if you're going in, hope you have a good shift.
I still got probably about 25 minutes, just sitting in the parking lot chit-chatting.
K-E-A-S-E-R. Sorry about that. Okay, but I'm back now.
There he is. Yeah, well, Mike, I was mentioning there's a District 2, what they call a roll call net, tonight on repeater. In order to extend coverage to the north, what we do is we connect, well, first off, we isolate the Richmond UHF and then connect that to our 147.2 repeater, and then lastly connect the GM to that. And then they go around and check in leadership first. They go by county. So if you're available 7 o'clock tonight, just listen for St. Clair County General Membership, and feel free to check in if you're interested. Go ahead, Dean. Send it over to Mike.
FCR, go ahead and you can go ahead and take that one.
We might have lost Dean there for a second. I know he was. I heard he was sitting in the parking lot, but that's awesome, Tim. If I'm home, I'll jump on that, especially if the Richmond UHF is connected up to it. I remember when they first started doing that. I think that was one of the last St. Clair County FARS meetings I was able to attend. There were some troubles getting, you know, just using RF from where we're at, way up north, even from the EOC down to the GM repeater. So having a couple connected to extend the coverage north, that's great.
Yeah, I usually kind of make an announcement around 6:30 or thereabouts, you know, what's going to happen. And then at 6:50, that's when I actually connected GM. So anytime prior to 6:50, John, K8WUO, and myself will be monitoring the 147.2 combined with Richmond's UHF tower, and you're welcome to do any kind of a signal check then.
Awesome. I will, I'll have to jump in to that. So anytime prior to, so from 6:30 to 6:50, jump in for signal check, and that starts at 7, and wait for the general attendance in St. Clair. That's perfect.
Yes, that's the idea. And then at 6:50, I do the announcement that I've connected the GM to the whole kit and caboodle. And then at that point, you know, we kind of want to go radio silent, and we turn it over to their net controller for 7 o'clock. But, yeah, that'd be great to get a check-in from your county, your ARPSC group, that is. Go ahead, Dean. You said you didn't have to go in yet. I heard you last time, a little soft on the audio, but I still hear you. Over to Dean.
Okay. I thought maybe I was having some radio issues. I appreciate it. I'll hand it over to FCR because I'll be working when this is all going on. So I'm glad he's giving the information. Go ahead.
Just a general question about that. Is it more just to try and get check-ins, or is there some general information rolled out about what's going on with District 2, ARPSC as a whole, or they have, like, little fun challenge questions like the Macomb County Nets do?
Negative. Nothing on the questions for general membership. The purpose is, just to get, you know, like, basically, I call it range testing, roll call net, for all six D2 counties. And we also get the district emergency coordinator, John, NX0H. He's the one, and he will, assuming he's on the air, and he usually is, he'll give us an announcement. He'll just say, you know, what's going on for D2. So that's basically the announcement. But the ECs that check in, when it comes around and they do EC check-in, they're allowed, you know, to do announcements if they want. When it comes down to general membership, typically they just check in, and there is no question. Back over to you, Mike.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Good to know. The purpose of the net sounds great, too, just general interconnectivity between the counties within District 2. But it makes sense that, you know, if we had a larger scale event, we would want to connect the counties together to interoperate between each other. If we could do it with our own RF versus trying to rely on the FPSCS network or something like that, that's great.
NHWRO, yeah, that's the idea. And it does work good. We're having some issues where with the 147.2 being connected, they break for time to let the repeater drop, meaning primarily the GM repeater drop. And for a while, they were going to have to watch this. Our repeater wasn't dropping. It was like maybe a beat or two longer they needed to pause. So we're going to have to watch that, see if it works, because if it doesn't drop, obviously you're going to end up timing it out after a while. So it's interesting to see, now that we got this all-star connectivity to control the repeaters, how their behavior is once they're connected. But, I got my hand on the trigger in case something interrupts the net. You know, I have to drop everything and disconnect, and then it's just direct to the GM. And, of course, some people, especially like in your case, you wouldn't be able to do that. So, but it works pretty good. Knock on wood. I don't want to jinx myself, but you'll hear us start talking and making announcements, you know, how I'm pulling the enrichment off of the FBI network for a little bit. By the way, the net itself is pretty quick. It's less than a half hour in length. Go ahead, Mike, and then send it over to Dean. I think he's in the parking lot thinking about going in.
Absolutely. That's great. And let's be honest, it wouldn't be damn radio if there wasn't something we were having to mess around with. So great learnings of how the All-Star interconnectivity works. Better to learn now than try it when we really need it and something goes wrong. K8FCR for ID, go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, it's definitely all this All-Star stuff really makes me want to consider building myself a All-Star node. And Tim, I'm definitely not thinking about going in. I wish I didn't have to work today, but I'll probably go in about 4:45, 4:50. So, but yeah, it's definitely cool, and I'm definitely excited to be able to get back more involved. You know, ARPSC was kind of like my primary thing. I spent a lot of time on it. And then I picked up this job and kind of had to fall off. So I'm excited to hopefully be able to jump back in hardcore here.
I tell you, Dean, it was good to see you at the leadership meeting the other day. That was good, kind of like, you know, the old times, the band was back together. And you know what we didn't do is repeat what we did last year and go up to the St. Clair there when Mike joined us. Remember that? And I thought we'd do that maybe once a year. And you know what? We never did. Hey, Mike, when it gets back to you, you guys do take a summer break. Isn't that true?
You know, I'm 90% sure that's true, Tim. I'll be honest. I'm in the position that Dean was in there. I took this new job and had to back off for a while, but I think I have things figured out and under control enough again. I could start diving back into it, and I've been one of my goals for myself this year is I want to get my general so I can start messing around with HF and some of the digital modes there on HF. But I'm almost positive we take a summer break. I think they resume again in August or September, but I can shoot Riley a message and just confirm that. It'd be great to have you guys back up there. I haven't been to a meeting since I think March was the last meeting I was at, unfortunately.
Yeah, Tim, go ahead.
Riley's on our Discord page, so no worries. I can go direct with him. But just remind me, Mike, which day of the week is it normally and what time? I forgot.
Yeah, it is the typically the last Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. up at the EOC at the St. Clair County Airport there.
I'll have to check my calendar on that one. Tim, I'm sorry. I think we doubled up there.
Sorry about that. Do you ever have a last Tuesday of the month off by chance? 7 p.m.?
So every other Tuesday I have off. So I'll have to look if that falls on my every other. Because like yesterday I had Monday, Tuesday off. So I'll have to check. If it falls on that day, I'd definitely be interested in going up.
Yep, I can copy you now. I'm in a weird spot between the Flint and Burnside repeaters heading east on I-69 right now. So it's been a little rough the last couple transmissions. I got some work I need to do on my mobile rig, but so say that anytime you guys are more than welcome, and we enjoy having you guys up there. Even if you want to test out our WinLink node while we're sitting there, that would be your WinLink gateway. That'd be great.
Absolutely. I'll end up letting you guys know if that day falls on one of my off Tuesdays. And this will be my final while I get ready to go in. So both of you guys have a great day. I'll say 7-3, and I'll be clear on your finals. KE8LAX.
All right. It was great talking to you, Dean and Tim. I will go ahead and clear out as well, but I'll be on the road for about another 45 minutes, so I'll be listening out. KE8FCR. 7-3, guys.
Yeah, 7-3, guys. Appreciate the QSO. NHWR, hold clear.
WFU KPR.
KF8 FTS monitoring. KF8 FTS monitoring from the park. KF8 FTS in the park.
KE8 RUH statewide 1. Anybody monitoring?
Kilo Echo 2. Bravo, November, Yankee